with the names that we've got with the coalition and with United Notions and all of that, I'm kind of happy to sort of reclaim those names back and sort of, you know, I don't know, kind of, it's like satire against the sort of, you know, the big, the real people that are really sort of got the real sway, you know what I mean? I like to sway things the other way a bit, and I'm doing my bit in my life and through the music to kind of, you know, fight back a little bit.
Well, we've got things like the internet, which help with that, people being able to actually choose where, when and how and what they watch and read. You mentioned the wordplay that you do with, like, United Notions and the Coalition. As an MC, you obviously need to have a tight grasp of the potential of language. What fuels your wordplay?
Ultimately, what fuels me and what guidelines I work on with my raps is to say what I want to say and get a message across that I believe or that I think is relevant or that I think people should hear. And I try and do it in a way that is delivered in the most complex rhyme pattern with as much things rhyming as possible, basically, you know. I'll give you an example, like one off Escape the Norm on the Coalition album. And if I'll just do this in a cappella for you so you can hear the sort of how that it rhymes a lot and that it still stays on the sort of course of what I want to do.
Okay.
Basically, it's a compromise for me between delivering a message in a sort of poetic way and being a calculated rhyming machine at the same time that sort of really, I do respect the skill of the wordplay and rapping. I don't just go da-da-da-da-da, shop, da-da-da-da-da, hip-hop, you know, kind of got to be a bit more, you know, technical and stuff like that. It's like, do you have the energy to regrab your sanity? Scrap your vanity, taking back reality. It's a fact, normality is entrapped humanity. Attracting jealousy over fatness of salary. Act gallantly, apparently the balance be in favor of the mentality that fallacies are guaranteed. Challenge be to challenge people's televisions. Malnutrition minds trying to salvage their positions. Only care to listen to the politicians while they're pissing in each other's pockets to make a profit off us, but they couldn't stop us. We run the shit without an office, so none of us went to college. In politics, I'm no novice. Abolish intolerance. Follow this, my soul insists. Old pricks run the country with a cold fist. Got to be bold to diss. I'm scolding this. My goal is evolve this. Like, I like that rhyme because it's kind of got a flow and kind of, I don't know. For me, if I can rap for 16 or 24 bars with the same rhyme throughout, with as much possible, like, dig deep inside my brain and my vocab to dig out as many. Some rhymes just present themselves as though they've just been given to you.
Yeah.
You just go, like, you're just like a conduit and you're like a medium, you know what I mean? These things come into your brain from a higher place and you deliver them out to people. You know, I'm all about kind of trying to help people, you know, and like raise consciousness, basically. I would be a large thing of what drives me and what I try and do with this whole thing, you know. That is the ultimate compliment for me, is when people say, you know, your lyrics helped me, or you know, they sum up things for me, because I'm basically paying back the dues of what I've gotten out of a lot of hip-hop music as well. Artists like The Grouch and AC Alone and dudes I was listening to when I was like 19 or 20, when I was, my brain was like starting to open up into these other sort of fields of thought, you know, and other sort of realities, you know. And I just found that in even one song that some underground rapper somewhere in, you know, the West Coast of America put in a song, I found that I learned more in that song than I learned in a year at school, you know. Like, some things interest me and some things don't. School didn't interest me, nothing there. I honestly believed, but I didn't have the strength then to know that I was justified to think that, but I didn't feel like what they were teaching me was of any interest or going to be of any use to me. I strongly felt that, which I realized more out of high school and as I was got older. But, you know, some things I'm really interested in, man, you know. And so I just sort of follow along with what I find interesting, basically, you know.
Yeah, well, it seems reflected in that lyric, sleepless nights, keeping shit tight. It's like...
Yeah, that's a sample, yeah. Yeah, we try to dig for samples that sort of, you know, back up what we're saying as well, you know, that Yeah. Always. Quite often sampling other hip-hop lyrics, you know, because there's dudes that sum stuff up.